Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dwayne Murphy. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Taylor Duncan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Glenn Burke. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, John Henry Johnson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Horace Speed. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. And now, play ball. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a fly ball into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. Manning moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Manning scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wallace. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Thornton scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Picciolo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander is walked intentionally. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0-for-1 in the game. Speed takes first base on ball 4. Manning moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallace hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Norris now pitching. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Diaz bunts towards the mound. Norris fields it and throws to first for the out. Cox moves to second. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cox moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering fields it and throws to home to get Cox. Verizer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horton moves to third. Revering moves to second. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burke hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning who is chasing the ball. Gross reaches third base with a triple. Horton scores. Revering scores. Duncan goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Gross now playing third base. Taylor Duncan now playing second base. Mike Edwards now playing shortstop. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alexander is called out on strikes. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Speed bunts in front of the plate. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to second. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 2 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verizer. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Verizer steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Manning strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to second. Bob Lacey now pitching. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Speed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Alexander moves to third. Speed moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cox is walked intentionally. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burke hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Kern now pitching. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Edwards steals second. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-3 in the game. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wallace for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb bunts towards the mound. Lacey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manning moves to second. Elias Sosa now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a line drive towards first. Revering catches it and steps on first to double up Grubb. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-3 in the game. Page hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Mitchell Page. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern fires to first and has Delone trapped. There's the throw to Verizer who tags Delone for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Revering reaches second base with a double. Rick Langford pinch runs for Dave Revering. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a line drive into left field. Grubb picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Grubb. Langford scores. Duncan moves to third. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Dan Spillner now pitching. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duncan scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone now playing left field. Jim Essien now catching. Jeff Newman now playing first base. Mario Guerrero now playing shortstop. Mike EDW Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris pinch hits for Horace Speed. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.